You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A team of researchers led by Senior Research Fellow at the University of Auckland, Dr. Victor Derricks, have made a breakthrough in understanding the cause of the neurodegenerative disorder, multiple system atrophy. It was previously believed the effects of MSA were caused by oligodendrocyte cells, responsible for producing protective covers for nerve fibres. However, the study, conducted by the Universities of Auckland and Sydney, has revealed the cause resides in the neurons themselves. I spoke to Dr. Victor Derricks about this breakthrough, the importance of research into MSA, and what the team hopes will develop from this discovery. You've been leading research into the neurodegenerative disorder multiple system atrophy, also known as MSA, and have recently made a breakthrough in understanding its cause. What exactly is multiple system atrophy?
Well, multiple system atrophy is a disease that is really aggressive. So imagine that within a few short years, really vibrant, active individuals can be reduced into a state of near total immobility, basically trapped in their bodies. And most of them, by the end of their lifespan, they rely on full-time care. So it's a really devastating disorder, multiple system atrophy. It's rare, and quite often it's misdiagnosed as Parkinson's. So people with multiple system atrophy first show up symptoms similar to Parkinson's disease, the shaking of the arm, for instance. But over time, they progress differently, they progress faster, and their medication doesn't work as well. And that's when they start seeing differences between Parkinson's disease and multiple system atrophy. And it's unfortunately a story that we hear very often, is that people are diagnosed with Parkinson's disease only to then later hear that they have MSA.
You've already touched on this, but according to a University of Auckland article about your research, MSA is often misdiagnosed as Parkinson's due to overlapping symptoms. How might MSA affect patients differently to other neurodegenerative disorders?
So in multiple system atrophy, we've got some of the shaking issues, and we've got issues speaking and moving. But what is more pronounced is that there's a complete failure of bodily functions, such as blood pressure and bladder control. And some research a few years ago has actually found a link between reoccurring bladder infections and multiple system atrophy.
Your breakthrough has to do with the cause of MSA, which has been revealed to be different to what was previously believed. What was the previously believed cause of MSA?
So in MSA, similar to Parkinson's disease, we have the occurrence of protein clumps that are formed made out of alpha-synuclein. And so in both Parkinson's disease and MSA, we have the formation of these clumps, and they're toxic to the brain. In Parkinson's disease, it's well established that it's in neurons, but in multiple system atrophy, the defining feature of the disease is that these clumps occur in a cell type called the oligodendrocytes. Imagine the oligodendrocytes as the cells that insulate the neurons, and they allow for a good communication between the neurons. So there's a massive amount of alpha-synuclein clumps within these oligodendrocytes. And for years, we've been focusing on these cells because they start to change as a result. And so most research has been focused on that. What we found is that there's also presence within neurons of these alpha-synuclein. And more specifically, is that the alpha-synuclein clumping occurs within the cell nucleus of the neurons. And it's basically that is destroying the neurons, causing the disease to occur.
Following on from that, as you've already mentioned, your research has revealed the degeneration is in the neurons themselves. What does this mean? Or in other words, how does this manifest in the neurons?
So as I mentioned, we see the presence of the clumps both in the oligodendrocytes and in the neurons. And what we found is that as the disease progresses and these clumps grow bigger and bigger, first in the cytoplasm of the cells and then they enter into the nucleus, in the oligodendrocytes, these alpha-synuclein clumps didn't really seem to affect the structure of the oligodendrocytes. But when we looked at the neurons specifically and we saw the alpha-synuclein clumps growing in size and entering the nucleus of the neurons, we saw complete disintegration of the nucleus. The DNA, which regulates everything in our body, was no longer visible, and the cell basically broke down completely. And what we found was really peculiar is that the alpha-synuclein clumps that are in the neurons versus the ones that are in the oligodendrocytes are different. In the neurons, they're more stable, so less likely to be broken down by the cell's defense mechanisms, whereas in the oligodendrocytes, they were more fluid and they could disappear more quickly.
Going back to MSA often being misdiagnosed as Parkinson's, according to the Cleveland Clinic website, Parkinson's is an age-related disorder. Are there any people particularly prone to MSA?
That's a really good question. We know in Parkinson's disease, there's about 10 to 15% that have a genetic link, so father to son or mother to daughter. So there's a clear familial link. In MSA, it is less clear. There's some data that shows from Asia that there's potentially a genetic link, but that hasn't been shown to be true all around the world. What is also quite different in MSA versus Parkinson's disease is the age of onset. So the age at which the disease starts. In MSA, that starts mostly earlier than Parkinson's disease, around 30 to between 30 and 50 years. So there is potentially a link of genetics, but for now we don't know yet. And the cause of that is probably because the disease is so rare, and the fact that it's been misdiagnosed, that we haven't had enough patients to look at to unravel these kinds of causes.
Why is this research and breakthrough so important?
Well, it's all about finding the right culprit and the one that is causing the most damage. If we focus on a consequence of disease instead of trying to treat the root cause, we're just going to just make the symptoms a bit less, but we're not going to have a treatment as such. And that is the most important thing about this, is finding the mechanism that is underlying the disease. And the treatments that are now present for MSA and Parkinson's disease, they're mostly asymptomatic treatment. So we're trying to reduce the symptoms, but we're not really targeting the underlying factors. And that's why this research is so important, that we're looking at the right thing for new treatments.
What do you hope will come from this breakthrough?
So this research came from some of our previous research, which allowed us to look at these clumps in more detail. And now we're finding, by using those technologies, we could find that we were able to see the pathology in MSA more clearly. This allowed us to describe what was happening better. And the future, what we hope to get from here is that people will focus on the right things and open up a new road of treating MSA, because that is really important, because we need to focus on the right underlying target. I just wanted to thank everybody that was involved in the research, my student James Wiseman, who did all the work, and this was a collaboration with the University of Sydney, Professor Glenda Halliday. And I want to also reach out to all the people suffering with multiple system atrophy. If they have any questions or they want to participate in research, they can always reach out to my lab.
That was the University of Auckland's Dr. Victor Dierickx speaking about his research team's recent breakthrough in understanding MSA.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.